Feeding your lawn every year and still not satisfied? That's because you're doing half the job. You must feed your soil too with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn Plan. Your soil is loaded with nutrients, but many never reach the grass because your soil chemistry and biology are not active. This includes nutrients from your lawn fertilizer too. Jonathan Green's New American Lawn Plan corrects the problem with two soil reviving fertilizers, Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil. Magi-Cal adjusts soil chemistry by balancing the pH, while Love Your Soil repairs soil biology by loosening hard soil and activating soil microbes. When both are in sync, lawn foods are completely absorbed by the grass and roots grow much deeper. Do the whole job. Feed your lawn and your soil with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn and get the great lawn you've always wanted. Visit newamericanlawn.com to find your local Jonathan Green retailer. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think, is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice.
My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Education.
Bears,
White Sox,
Cubs,
Bulls,
and Blackhawks.
We cover them all.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves finished the regular season as Central Division champions. We'll now host Charlotte this Sunday at 2 at Allstate Arena in the Calder Cup playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start with the breaking news, the big story of the day out of Major League Baseball. Pirates outfielder Starling Marte was suspended 80 games for violating the league's PED policy. He tested positive for nandrolone, which is a steroid, and he should not be taking it. On to the NBA, the Bulls. They have a chance to go up 2-0 tonight against the top-seeded Celtics at game tips at 7. Game 3 at the UC on Friday. Milwaukee and Toronto, they tip tonight at 6. Bucks lead that series 1-0. And out west, the Jazz and Clippers tip at 9:30. Utah leads 1-0. Stanley Cup playoffs, Blackhawks had a little media session earlier today. It was very brief. They do trail the Nashville Predators 3-0 in the best-of-7 series. Game 4 is Thursday night in Nashville. On to baseball. The Cubs, they've lost 5 of 6. Brett Anderson takes the mound tonight against Jimmy Nelson and the Brewers. Pregame starts at 6:30 here on The Score. First pitch, 7:05. The White Sox and Yankees go tonight. Miguel Gonzalez opposes Luis Severino. The Yankees are looking for their 9th win in a row. Off the field, Carlos Rodon is making progress, the team says, but not yet to the point of throwing off a mound. And one NFL note, Stephen Tulloch, linebacker, retiring after 11 seasons. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. The Illinois Derby is back April 22nd. For details, visit hawthornracecourse.com. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors can help you upgrade to powerful new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Powerful PCs are just the beginning of a great partnership. Call 877-BY-DELL now to contact the Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BY-DELL. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. We're celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight, 6:30, Cubs and Brewers on Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Every Tuesday, Joe Madden, schedule allowing, sometimes there are changes, but regularly visits here on Sports Radio 670 The Score with the Spiegel and Parkins show, Tuesdays, noon. And today was particularly good because of several of the things he was discussing and how some details emerged. And he began today with Danny Parkins and Barry Rosner by addressing those in the world of the Cubs who are terrified by the Cubs' fourth straight loss and think the sky is falling. I think Joe's still pretty cool.
I love it. We got off to a pretty good start. You know, 6-3 is not bad. We lose a couple games and everybody's changing the narrative. We're good. We just have to finish off these games. We actually could have done really well against Pittsburgh. We did not pitch well late. I think I said it yesterday, you got to get the confidence back in the bullpen. Everybody just get rolling in the right direction. Everything's fine, man. It's just a couple games.
Is that your confidence in them or the bullpen's confidence in themselves?
Well, I'd like to know whose lack of confidence it is, you know, in us. I mean, these guys did really well last year. From right now, I could see some guys pressing a little bit, trying a little bit too hard, particularly out of the bullpen, I believe. So it's no, my confidence is in them. They have confidence in themselves. It's just one of those things. Baseball is a crazy game, man. Even though you go to the World Series, win the World Series, you come back out, have a great spring, and then you start off really well at 6-3, and then you run into a little bump in the road. Our game is so fragile with the word confidence. Hitters go through it. Pitchers go through it. You go through fielding slumps, hitting slumps, throwing your fastball to the outside corner slumps. It just happens, and you got to keep working through it. This is the time when these guys need to see my consistency as much as anything, and they're going to get it. I have so much faith in our folks and our players. It'll all come back.
Everybody says that the distractions have not been a problem. Feel like it's been a part of this at all?
If anything, it's just been emotional. That's my take on it. I've always really tried to keep my finger on the pulse of emotion, and whether it's like I talked about relief pitchers, these guys are always playing in high leverage moments. This entire past week was wonderful the way the organization to really ran the whole week, the way the fans reacted, even national media, the way everything reacted to it was great. However, we like that stuff. We're used to that stuff. You've seen how well our guys reacted to postseason the last two seasons. And so that's all good. It's just an emotional time. We'll get our feet back on the ground. The guys will start hitting like we can. We'll start pitching in the latter part of the game like we can. And we'll get back to being 100% normal. It's just one of those moments in time. I don't get freaked out over these kind of things because it happens to every team every season where you lose a couple games in a row and then all of a sudden everybody changes the narrative, and I just can't go there.
You see guys, particularly in the bullpen, pressing. Is that something that you can just see because you're there up close and personal every day?
I don't know. I think it should be easier for me or more understandable to me. I mean, obviously, beyond, I think what you can see on TV, obviously, is the ball being thrown, what it looks like at the plate, the strike, the little box, the strike zone box, and the typical kind of things that are noticed. For me, it's about, I really kind of feel things, I believe, and it's just a product of having done it for a while. And you can look at a guy's face. You can see his reaction after a pitch, how he reacts after a ball's been hit, after a call that may have been a bad, what he thought was a bad call. All these little things happen. And again, it happens to everybody, not just relief pitchers. It happens to all of us. So I'm really into that. I watch it very closely. So I would say that unless you're with us every day, it'd be hard for you to determine exactly the difference between when this guy's looking good and when he's not. And furthermore, the game's entirely different from the dugout as it is from anywhere else in the ballpark. It's much quicker. You see things that you can't see anywhere else. The conversation, and I said the feel, just when you talk to somebody, you know what it's like when you talk to somebody, maybe when the conversation gets quick, distracted, you know that somebody is just not really in the present tense. You all know that. So it's just the kind of thing that we see and feel differently than anybody sitting in the ballpark.
With a young guy like Almora, do you worry about how he's going to develop if he's not playing every day?
Nope. It's just like what we went through with Javi Baez. It's no different. Albert's going to get plenty of time. We've gotten him out there several times. He had a full game in last night. He'll play again tomorrow. Part of which the problem's been is the schedule's been so awkward in the beginning regarding playing time. I mean, that first week we spent a month in St. Louis, played day off, and then eventually come back home. And the way the pitching set up on the other side, it produced this particular lineup. And again, there was more days off. So as we get into the meat of the season and there are no days off and you really need to utilize everybody, you'll see all these other guys more often. And furthermore, I don't want an injury to put anybody in the lineup on a consistent basis. I like the idea of breaking Albert in this way. Again, this is like the second week or the whatever of April. It's so early. Things change so dramatically over a period of time. So let Albert just morph into it naturally. He's going to be fine.
How many guys on your team would you even say you would give the designation of everyday player to?
Obviously, Rizzo is. Obviously, KB is. Addison is. And Contreras is. I think most of them are. We have done a little stuff in center field. You have to understand the rotation going on there. You got Baez, and then you got J. Almora in center field, Zobrist and Hayward and right. So we got this little thing. And, of course, we do the defensive replacement in left field. So again, Albert has done some really nice things early. I understand, why people jump on the bandwagon, but you have to continue to do things in a consistent manner within the group. Today, John Jay will play today. He did a nice pinch hit yesterday. And of course, if Johnny has three hits today, people are going to want him to play all the time. I mean, that's just the way this thing works. It's the backup quarterback syndrome. So it's best to continue along the same plan that you established early on. Break guys, these young guys in naturally. Hope that there's no injury that causes them to play on a more steady basis. It's just the way this whole thing works. And for right now, this is our method, and I kind of like it, actually. And our record isn't awful by any means. We lost a couple games late, even yesterday. Keeping that game within one run would have made an entirely different perspective at the end. So I kind of like to try to, for me, look into exactly what is going on here as opposed to just looking at the conclusion and everybody getting freaked out over a couple losses.
How do you feel about Hendricks' couple of starts so far?
Velocity's been down a bit. Overall, the command's been pretty good. Just hasn't been as sharp as even as he was in spring training. We could say the same thing for Jake. His velocity's been down, but command's been good. Yesterday, Johnny gives up some runs early, but typical John Lackey pitches into the sixth inning. For the most part, the starters have been really good. Kyle's just been off velocity-wise more than anything, and I think that's where the swing and miss or the called strike is not occurred, just purely based on quickness at the plate. So as he gets that little extra couple 6 inches to a foot back on what he's doing at home plate, you're going to see a different reaction by the hitters. I'm talking to him a lot. He feels great. I have no issues with that. These guys will continue to move forward.
If it's down just a little bit and he feels great, what is generally the reason for that? Is it mechanical, maybe release point?
Mechanics are actually really good, I think. It could just be, the typical, you hear all the time about that dead arm period that guys go through. We started our starters later in spring training than you normally do, just based on the previous 2 years. So it could just be a situation where these guys just got to catch that early second wind where you really build up the arm strength necessary, get that stretched out feeling.
Schwarber and Rizzo, they're bunting on their own there, right, just to beat the shift?
Yeah, we, things we talked about in spring training, it's just when you do it at different moments, you don't do it all the time. Schwarber leading off the game was kind of a nice play right there, led to a run. Anthony, same thing. I think he was leading off an inning also, as an example. Or if you're in the latter part of the game and say you're down three runs, leading off the seventh inning, nothing wrong with trying to get on base. So the quote-unquote beating the shift, sometimes you want. For right now, I'd love attempts to bunt four times tonight against the shift. I mean, it's just a matter of the situation and what's going on, and sometimes by a guy bunting for a hit, it actually might not be such a bad thing. If you could get that guy out from right field, that's the guy. I mean, the guy playing shortstop, the shortstop or the third baseman moving the shortstop means nothing as far as I'm concerned. You can play in there the whole time and take the bunt away, because how many times is Schwarber or Rizzo to ground ball to straight up shortstop? The only time that becomes pertinent is with the runner on first base, and you may have to turn a double play. So if you really want to talk about it, for me, is nobody out, runner on first, and they're absolutely into the shift, that's probably the optimal time to try to bunt on the third baseline, because they're in this double play mode. Breaking or beating the shift, to me, that's an overused phrase, and sometimes people, they get all gleeful about it because you think that that's occurred and it's wonderful. It's about getting that guy out of the slot between the first and second baseman. If you can get that guy out of there, then you've truly beaten the shift.
Like mentally approaching an at-bat when you have the shift on you. How do you approach that?
That's the worst part of it. I mean, that's what these guys have to get over, because a lot, they've grown up, whether it's in Little League, high school, college, whatever, minor league baseball, and they hit balls in certain areas and their base hits, and that's why their numbers average-wise are so high. But now all of a sudden, these spots are being covered. So it's a mental component of this whole thing that could really literally get into somebody's head. We try to do something a little bit different against Thames after his first at-bat. Then he hits a home run to left field on a backdoor slider into the wind. I don't even know how in the hell he did that. So, yeah, it is about mind games. It is about having a player look up. And then he has to make a decision whether or not he's going to permit it to bother him or not. Is it going to bother me to see my a different baseball field defensively that I'm used to seeing for the last 20 years of my life? Or am I just going to go up there and try to hit regardless? So I prefer the guy to just go up there and continue to hit. Rizzo is a classic example of really, if you want to talk about a guy that's able to beat a shift, it's because his willingness to use the entire field, even in the air.
How do you feel about the way Schwarber has started the season?
On base percentage right now is about 37%. His slug, I think, is over 800%. The biggest problem he's had so far is just the punch outs have been up a little bit, but he's been getting on base, and he's had plenty of opportunities to drive and runs also. And then you have to consider the alternatives. What would you like to do instead of Schwarber hitting there? And then if you were to move Schwarber down, he's already been walked several times with KB behind him. How are they going to react to him if KB's not hitting behind him with Rizzo behind that? So there's so many things to consider if you wanted to move him out. I have no thought about that whatsoever, actually. I think he's doing a great job.
The report that came out today that Major League Baseball is considering miking up the umpires so that they could explain replay decisions in stadium to the fans and the broadcast.
Love it. I mean, the other day it happened, we had a play at second base where Schwarber was called out for sliding through the bag. Absolutely inane. The rule, I think, is awful. He slid right over top of the bag, but he could not hold onto the bag. Thus, he was called. He was out anyway, but then they called the runner out at first base because of his slide, which to me made zero sense whatsoever. And I went up to ask Joe West, and he gave me the hand, I don't come out here. And I'm thinking, hey, that's too bad when I'm coming out. I just wanted to know what their interpretation was. So again, you're right. If they would at least explain to us or even to the entire group what the ruling was and why, it would be a lot easier to stomach, because that play occurred, and we also had a play at the plate where the catcher absolutely blocked the play, and that wasn't called because the throw came from an infielder. So there's so many incongruities regarding the interpretation and just the fabrication of rules in an effort, apparent effort, to try to eliminate injuries, which I have a really hard time with all that stuff. So the play at second base was a big play. We could have actually scored after that. And the play at the plate could have been a run. So there's two situations that I totally disagree with.
Did I hear maybe like the hint of a Joe West impression from you, Joe? I would love to hear more of that.
No, he gave you the hand. And you know what? I mean, anytime anybody gives you the hand, man, that's tough. You just can't turn around and walk away from the hand, man.
We can't get enough Joe West, because that's why people pay to go to the ballpark. They want to see more of him.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. He is a really good umpire. I will give him that. He is an outstanding umpire. He's a little theatrical, there's no question. I think he'd be the first one to admit that, but he is a very good umpire.
That's Cubs skipper Joe Maddon, who joins the score on our midday show of Spiegel and Parkins Weekly, usually Tuesdays at noon, as he did today. And maybe you've been watching along. There's a video component to things we do here, a live video stream at 670thescore.com. That's brought to you by American Needle. Be sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com. Very cool stuff about the shift and what matters. And he called it the slot. We saw that shifted guy make a play on Schwarber. You see the center field camera. You see it come off his bat. You're like, oh, that's an easy base hit. But no, there's somebody standing there because it's where the guy hits the ball often. And Schwarber's going to keep seeing that. And there's going to be some of those quote-unquote hits that just aren't hits anymore.
Yeah, it's that's one of the many cool aspects of going out to Wrigley Field now, or to any baseball game for that matter, is just being able to see all that take place, because there's so much that you miss. There's so much you miss.
We don't have to miss it.
We don't have to.
But if once television understands how to produce a baseball game in the modern era with using numbers and using better looks at some of this stuff, ways to show us who is where all the time,
during the playoffs last year, we saw, was it Fox Sports 1 that had the field up in the right corner and the red dots representing the players, and you would see a shift was on? That's fine. I mean, that's helpful enough. Just to know the movement that's there.
I remember comparing it to video games that gave you that sort of
inset sort of look,
like
right.
Sinistar or Bosconian or Defender,
See, but here's also what the issue on that, too. The flip side of that is when you're so accustomed and have a habit and a pattern, like when camera angles change that are different in sporting events, watching on TV,
I know, it feels odd.
It makes you angry. You're like, this is not the way to watch. I don't want to watch the entire pitch from behind the umpire. You know, I want to see my regular view or an odd angle on a football game.
Well, it's a slow evolution, but we're all going to have to get used to some experimentation and try to be open-minded to some different things because there's different ways in which we consume the game now. And I think Rob Manfred's probably open to it as well. When we come back, I can't believe we haven't heard this yet. Have you heard the Memphis Grizzlies coach David Fizdale going off on the officials after their loss to the Spurs last night?
No.
It is one of the great coaching rants of all time. And I say that not because it's over the top or just him pounding the lectern. It is a great coaching rant. What he said, how he said it, the message he was trying to get across, he's going to incur a hefty fine for it, and he knew he was. But if you haven't heard this yet, it is as well conceived as something described as a rant could be.
Okay.
For somebody really angry and justifiably angry in the moment, I think you'll get a kick out of it. So you're going to want to hear this. The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule presented by Taco Bell. It's the Cubs and the Brewers, the White Sox at the Yankees. The baseball schedule is brought to you by Taco Bell. Have you heard about the new loaded taco burrito? It's got all the crunchy awesomeness of a taco wrapped up inside a burrito. Plus, double the seasoned beef, just $1.49 at Taco Bell. We've got Bulls Celtics game 2 that is coming your way. A busy night with baseball and basketball, and this is just a terrific piece of basketball sound coming up next on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
If Jimmy Butler is the best player in the series, plays really well, and beats the Celtics, that will incentivize the Celtics to want to up their offer for Jimmy Butler. Isn't it going to make the Bulls even more entrenched in not trading Jimmy Butler?
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Brandon Tierney with the CBS Sports Better, brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. If there's one thing I'm not a big fan of, it's taking a single quote and picking it apart to the point where a really good person is positioned as a villain. However, in the case of Derek Carr, I do believe there's some middle ground. Terrific player, socially responsible, but ridiculously poor job of reading the room. According to Carr, fans failed to follow their move to Vegas. They aren't true fans. Utterly irresponsible. And more importantly, it's unfair. Think about the wounded civic pride of fans in the East Bay. The A's can't wait to leave, but the Warriors are leaving for beautiful San Francisco, and now the Silver and Black, they're bouncing for Vegas. What Carr discounts is the emotional void, the shot to the solar plexus of those in the East Bay. Many will remain with the team, but those who don't, the last thing they deserve is to have their fandom questioned. Bad look from an otherwise really good young man. I'm BT.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood makes it really simple with our best price. What's that mean? Our best sellers. No gimmicks, just our best price right up front. Drive a 2017 Kia Soul, 2016 J.D. Power Award recipient for highest rank compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality 2 years in a row. Now only $12,900. A new 2017 Kia Forte is just $10,900. Grossinger has over 600 vehicles in stock now, so there's plenty to choose from. Every color and option on the lot. And every new Kia we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation. Stop shopping. Get our best price right up front. Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerKia.com. That's GrossingerKia.com. Stock number A70291, number A70068, plus tax, title, license, and 172.15 dock fee expires at month end. For J.D. Power award information, visit JDPower.com.
GolfHoliday.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen candidates and rate them and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, guess what? Just for listening, you get to post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. What you do is you go to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
Feeding your lawn every year and still not satisfied? That's because you're doing half the job. You must feed your soil, too, with Jonathan Green's new American Lawn Plan. Your soil is loaded with nutrients, but many never reach the grass because your soil chemistry and biology are not active. This includes nutrients from your lawn fertilizer, too. Jonathan Green's new American Lawn Plan corrects the problem with two soil-reviving fertilizers, Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil. Magi-Cal adjusts soil chemistry by balancing the pH, while Love Your Soil repairs soil biology by loosening hard soil and activating soil microbes. When both are in sync, lawn foods are completely absorbed by the grass and roots grow much deeper. Do the whole job. Feed your lawn and your soil with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn and get the great lawn you've always wanted. Visit newamericanlawn.com to find your local Jonathan Green retailer. That's newamericanlawn.com.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 5/1/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice. And look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I like to say that we held them from getting a triple-double, so take that, Russell Westbrook.
Ah, David Fizdale. Well-respected as a coach from people around the league, and he's done a decent enough job with his Memphis Grizzlies, but last night, in a loss to the San Antonio Spurs, he was not having it. This is an angry coach who is telling you in fine detail what has him so upset.
You know, it's unfortunate that I got a guy like Mike Conley who in his whole career has got zero technical fouls and just cannot seem to get the proper respect from the officials that he deserves. It was a very poorly officiated basketball game. Zach Randolph, the most rugged guy in the game, had zero free throws, but somehow Kawhi Leonard had 19 free throws. First half, we shot 19 shots in the paint, and we had 6 free throws. They shot 11 times in the paint, and they had 23 free throws. I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up. Overall, 35 times we shot the ball in the paint. We had 15 free throws for the game. They shot 18 times in the paint and had 32 free throws. Kawhi shot more free throws than our whole team. Explain it to me. We don't get the respect that these guys deserve because Mike Conley doesn't go crazy. He has class, and he just plays the game. But I'm not going to let them treat us that way. You know, I know Pop's got pedigree, and I'm a young rookie, but they're not going to rook us. That's unacceptable. That was unprofessional. My guys dug in that game and earned the right to be in that game, and they did not even give us a chance.
All right, thank you.
Take that for data.
That's great. That is outstanding.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's real. I mean, it's hard to argue with the numbers.
No, like, you can't. Look. You can't argue with it. And if someone in the NBA isn't alerted to what is brought up in that post-game rant and look at it,
it's going
to
work. That's the other
absolutely.
Thing. That's
no, an effective absolutely.
Rant. It's going to work.
Because number one, I mean, we've seen this for forever. We've seen it in sports forever. You see a manager or a coach just go crazy, and it's all emotion-driven. Now, of course, he was very emotional, but his anger was controlled, but it was detailed and well thought out. It's definitely going to work. And in the NBA, it works.
And he gave us, there's two turns of phrase in there. We're not going to let them rook us.
Yeah.
And take
I don't, I don't. Pop has got what?
Pedigree?
I know Pop's got pedigree, and I'm a young rookie, but they're not going to rook us.
Yeah.
How's that?
That's great.
And hashtag take that for data.
How
take
old is he?
David Fizdale, I think he's 42.
Is he really?
Yeah, 42.
He sounds so young. He sounds so much younger than 42, doesn't he?
He's 42.
I mean, if 42 is young, but he sounds a lot younger.
The mic drop and everything. That's great. The slam. Take that for data.
Mike Boom. Conley doesn't go crazy.
Go crazy! Well, only if Farmio tells him to.
Get off the deck.
Right, he will only go crazy if properly instructed by Ed Farmer. Because that's also, it's written into the NBA collective bargaining agreement.
I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
It sure doesn't. That was great. And it certainly, I am now, you know, guess who is now watching a Spurs-Grizzlies game?
It's not a good watch. But
it's not, but I'm watching game two. I'm telling you right now, I'm watching game two.
That's game three. That was game two. So it's going to be game three. They're not going to rook us.
That's great.
Take that for that.
That was great. Good for him.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves finished the regular season as Central Division champions. They'll now host Charlotte this Sunday at 2 at Allstate Arena in Calder Cup playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Well, it's not a good watch, but I watched a Bulls game the other night. Come on.
Yeah.
I can do that. I can watch anything. Damn it!
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about what we're watching in just a little bit.
We start with the breaking news out of Major League Baseball today. Outfielder Starling Marte of the Pittsburgh Pirates suspended 80 games for violating the PED policy. He tested positive for nandrolone, which is a steroid and something he should not be testing positive for. The Bulls have a chance to go up 2-0 in the top-seeded Celtics. Game tips at 7. Game 3 at the UC on Friday. Milwaukee and Toronto, they tip tonight at 6. Bucks lead that series 1-0. Out in the West, Jazz and Clippers a little later, 9:30. Utah leads 1-0. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Blackhawks did not hold a practice today, a brief media session. They do trail 3-0, the best of 7 against the Predators. Game 4 is Thursday in Nashville. On to our baseball teams, the Cubs have lost 5 of 6 and 4 in a row. Remember last July, they lost 5 in a row. So please stop the panic and the disco.
I'm not
there. Panicking. I wasn't talking to you. I meant it like...
Oh, just in general.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. I apologize for insinuating you were panicking. Brett Anderson takes the mound tonight against Jimmy Nelson and the Brewers. Pregame starts at 6:30. First pitch at 7:05. The White Sox and Yankees go again tonight. Miguel Gonzalez opposes Luis Severino. The Yankees looking for their 9th win in a row. Off the field, Carlos Rodon is making progress, I think, at baseball, but not yet at the point of throwing off a mound. The team is being very cautious with their starter. And one NFL note, Steven Tulloch, linebacker drafted by the Titans, played for the Lions and the Eagles, is, oh my, retiring after 11 seasons. Oh, and also thoughts and prayers out to a White Sox skipper, Rick Renteria, had an MRI in his knee. Hashtag thoughts and prayers. How's that for data? Hey, get fresh with Jimmy John's. Their homemade bread is freshly baked. Quality meats are freshly sliced. And locally grown veggies are freshly sliced every day. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast and freaky fresh. I'm Adam Atticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Next game tonight, Cubs Brewers 6:30, right here in The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on. Once again, it's
on. This is when we give you the daily preview of what is available for your viewing pleasure and what our choices may be, sports or non-sports. It's a flippy night for me because 6 o'clock right away is Bucks and Raptors. Do I get NBA TV? I don't know. Sometimes it seems I do and sometimes I don't with my old grandfathered-in package. But the Bulls and Celtics will start at 7. We've got White Sox, Yankees at 6:05, and then Brewers, Cubs at 7:05. So it's going to be a lot of back and forth. And then if I am awake for it, Jazz and Clippers. Don't think I'll be getting to much more than sampling all the sports. And once the Bulls game starts, I'll probably make that priority. And Cubs after that.
Yeah, Bulls will be a priority for me. Cubs will be after Bulls if there's anything left to watch or whatever it might be. Also, on the DVR, a couple series that I started. I've been watching more network series than I have in years. There's some good stuff out. 24 Legacy, I need to catch up on the last episode. Also, Quantico is another one I've been watching on ABC, which I've been really enjoying. I need to catch up on that one. And an HBO series, and I just love HBO, and they just put out such good stuff. Veep started again Sunday, which is good. But there's one that I need to watch for my DVR is Crashing. It stars Pete Holmes, who's a stand-up comedian, and it's about stand-up comedians, and in every episode, there's like a famous comedian that plays like a really lengthy cameo throughout the entire half hour, and it's about his life. He
as himself or herself?
As himself, okay. as himself, and whoever the comedian is. Like it was Sarah Silverman won an episode.
Artie Lang
has been in there quite a bit, actually. It's a really, really funny series. So Pete Holmes is a stand-up comedian, and he comes home one day, and he finds his wife, who's a school teacher, in bed with the art teacher. And so they end up getting a divorce, and she kicks him out. And so it's crashing because he's just going
from... She kicks him out after that?
Yeah, and so he's going from, like, comedian to comedian's home, like, crashing on their couch.
Oh, okay.
It's great. It's a really, really good series.
But the comedians play, like, an exaggerated version of themselves.
No, they play themselves.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, he bunked one night over at Sarah Silverman's for a couple days, and she got him a job at Rachel Ray's being the warm-up comedian. Really funny. It's just really, really good stuff. I wasn't very familiar with Pete Holmes until this series came out, and then I watched a couple of his specials. Really funny dude.
Okay, yeah, my DVR, over the weekend, I caught up on Major Crimes, and it was a double episode that was actually really quite good, and I'd been away from it for a while. I do have a Match Game on there that I think is a new Match Game.
Oh, serious?
Oh, Match Game's awesome.
Wait, who's the host?
Alec Baldwin.
Okay, all right. Okay, I've seen the commercial.
He's a natural.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. The show's great. The contestants are dumber than ever.
How do you get to host it without being a famous celebrity? A game
I'm
show?
Having a great, great, great time.
Why? Is there one you want
to? Oh, anyone. Sure. I'd like to do that. I'm tired of doing this
be
stuff.
Be a modern day Peter Tomarkin?
Fine, whatever.
All right. Well, the other side of the glass. What are you watching?
I'm not a fan of Jimmy Fallon whatsoever. I think he sucks at his job.
However,
have Jose Quintana doing something, a recorded segment from earlier today.
The reason Jose being is that Jose Quintana apparently admitted to learning English by watching the Jimmy Fallon show.
Oh, seriously? That's what it is?
Horrible idea on his part.
So he heard about it. You know, he's putting him on.
It's funny because I don't watch the Fallon show, but everything I see of the Fallon show, I laugh at out loud, and I generally don't laugh at much stuff.
Really?
But it still has not inspired me enough to watch.
He gets celebrities to do something like instead of just sit on a couch.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's it's pretty entertaining.
Does.
Yeah.
But it's usually not funny. It's just, okay, X celebrity is playing beer pong.
See, it's so weird. Like it's really not effective because even though I'm entertained by everything I see, it hasn't inspired me to go out and watch it at 10:30 every night.
Yeah, he's too nice for me. It's all very, very nice, and which is fine, but I don't know.
Much more of a Kimmel family is what I live in.
Also, same thing. Everything I see, I enjoy, but still not enough to watch. I haven't watched a late night talk show since Letterman.
I have not regularly. I've watched segments via whatever comes in a Twitter feed that say, look, Samantha Bee is a great 13 minutes, or John Oliver's got this, or Seth Meyers did something. So I digest it that way, but I do not sit down and turn on a show and watch it. I don't either.
Well, tonight I've got a sports thing, everyone.
Hey!
Yeah, listen up here.
Wow! Sports.
I do. tonight on HBO, Real Sports is doing a segment about the tragic deaths in the Dominican Republic, the automobile accidents with Yordano Ventura. John Frankel reports on 15 players or prospects that have died in car crashes alone in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, wow.
He talks to a former Cub, I believe, Amari Telemaco. Yep.
Yes, we talked about Amari Telemaco, who's putting the private effort together to start educating people.
He's currently a Pirates coach and scout, so he tries to give a little insight and talk about the road conditions there and the awareness. And I didn't know this. They said in the preview that there's no police there to enforce the laws after 7 o'clock. Like the police force is off the street. So that would explain a lot of
that's a good idea.
And there are no trauma ready hospitals. So even if somebody has a chance to live, there's a good chance that if you're hurt and bleeding at all, you're going to die.
So it's or a bad like combination. In Ventura's case where he wasn't dead until they came by and they robbed him.
No, I think he was dead when they robbed him.
No, I think he was still alive.
He was?
I think he was. Wasn't he still alive?
Yeah, then? I don't
because,
remember.
Because maybe, they could have called clinging. For help and they didn't?
Yeah, I don't remember that part. I remember him getting robbed, but I don't remember if he was dead or alive.
I think I remember reading that he was actually still alive when they robbed him as he was dying and this left him there.
Yeah, lovely. Okay, so on that note, that is It's On. And when we come back, we are going to give away a membership at Chicagoland
and Golf members of membership
and ChicagolandGolfClub.com. That can be yours if you are the lucky winner as we work our way up to saying hello to Lawrence Holmes. The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule is presented by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Cubs take on the Brewers. The White Sox are at the Yankees. The baseball schedule brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. We will say hello to Lawrence next on The Score.
Hey, everybody, it's Pat Hughes.
And Ron Coomer. And right now, you're listening to Bernstein and Golf.
They're covering the Cubs and all of Chicago's teams. Afternoons from 1 to 6.
Only on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples. Your office away from home.
Their HELOC before the payment tripled. So a member of David's team, Lynn Takrudtong, helped Keith and Lisa combine their first and expiring home equity line of credit before the payment exploded into a new 30-year fixed loan and paid all their closing costs. So one phone call to David enabled Keith and Lisa to eliminate their stressful expiring HELOC and reduce their payment over $30 a month. So if you're stressed out about an expiring home equity line of credit like Keith and Lisa, stop procrastinating. Pick up the phone and call David right now at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358 and MLS 1918.
How would you like to make some serious cash flipping houses in your area? Well, get ready. The Nick Vertucci Real Estate Academy, as seen on TV, is coming soon to offer free training workshops. Call 1-800-297-3902 now to get your free tickets. Call 800-297-3902 in the next 30 minutes, and Nick Vertucci, as a bonus, will send you a free copy of his Fortunes in Flipping kit immediately. Call 800-297-3902. That's 800-297-3902 to get your free tickets and learn the Fortunes in Flipping system to get in, get out, and get paid.
Good. It means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, we strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you send and have your text messages read aloud. And find your destination, all with the sound of your voice. So you don't have to look down at your phone, even for a second. Because a second is all it takes. At Hyundai, we demand better because you deserve better. It's in everything we do, including America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and this is the reason to buy now. Lease the Elantra for just $109 a month for 36 months or get up to $4,250 in total savings. Head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. Call 877-616-8513 for more details. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The It's a Steal Savings event is going on now at Woodfield Nissan. Woodfield Nissan has all the bases covered with 25% off MSRP on new Nissan. So if you've waited to buy your next car, there may never be a better time to buy, because Woodfield Nissan has drastically reduced the prices on all their new and used cars. So if you're looking to steal a deal, then head over to Woodfield Nissan today. This is your chance to save at least $4,000 to $14,000 off MSRP on brand new Nissans. Every new Nissan is on sale. No models will be held back. And with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles in one location, you're sure to find the perfect vehicle. So don't waste your time shopping around. Go to Woodfield Nissan in Hoffman Estates. You can choose from a huge selection of 2017 Nissan Altimas, Sentras, and Rogues, and more. Now available with 0% APR financing for 72 months. So what are you waiting for? Buy your next new Nissan at Woodfield Nissan in Hoffman Estates. Woodfield Nissan, just 2 miles west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall at Golf and Higgins, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee, and savings off MSRP is on select models. 0% APR financing is on select models to qualified buyers and is $13.89 per month at 1,000 finance to qualified buyers in lieu of sale prices. Two or more available at this price.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 5/1/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSNP extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Be caller number 8 to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700. You win a ChicagolandGolfClub.com membership. It's a golfer's dream come true. Brought to you by ChicagolandGolfClub.com, home to great golf. Lawrence Holmes is here, and he will lead you up to Cubs baseball. Hello.
What's happening, y'all?
What?
Doesn't it feel like the Spurs and the Grizzlies play every year? It feels like whenever, here, Spurs-Grizzlies again.
Get this one out of the way.
Yeah.
Well, it's just so good. The David Fizdale stuff's just so good.
It was very entertaining.
It came from a real place. It wasn't just a guy doing a bit. It wasn't, watch my play. The players get to see me do all this. No, he felt it. He was standing up for his guys.
Right. And the best part about it is that because it's the NBA, it will work. Like you said, mm-hmm. it's going
to
work.
Sure. But that's the goal. You can't go to that well all the time, but when you do it does have an effect.
See, but I disagree the fact that that was his purpose.
I don't think it was either. I think he just has stuff on his mind.
Right, and he wanted to get it off, and he did it in a great, just unique, different way. but yet it's going to have that positive result without, like, you know, a guy like Phil Jackson or Pop would do that. And it's like, oh, my guy got, you know, mugged in the lane and he got tackled 8 times and he shot 2 free throws. Those guys go out there and they look for those differences. This guy didn't. I don't think he went out looking for it, but it's going to get it. It was great, though.
I thought it was really cool stuff from him.
So we've had different kinds of panic in different parts of the Chicago sports world with Joe Maddon telling Cub fans to relax. And I know that when asked about some of the things being written about the Cubs now just being ordinary, he literally laughed it off. However, there are some people who have been observing the Chicago Blackhawks for a long time who see something that we haven't seen before and see some really alarming traits or lack thereof.
Well, it's one of the things that I'm going to talk about tonight is, does this look like the end? I mean, is this the beginning of the end? Is this what this looks like? Where we're all sitting there going, well, as long as they have Taves and Kane, everything is going to be fine. And I think that Stan Bowman has done an incredible job in the salary cap era of finding a guy here or making a trade there to keep them at cap level and a team that still is worthy of championship talk. They were up 2-0. And I was like, oh, okay, well, this is it. This is that moment where the Blackhawks say, we've had enough of this childish nonsense.
That's the switch.
And then Nashville was like, oh, yeah? It's not over yet. We're not going to just cede this game to you. And because you're the Blackhawks, we're not afraid of your sweaters anymore.
They're not afraid because the sweaters aren't moving that fast
They're
anymore.
Moving very slow. Very slow, and the puck handling in the offensive zone has been terrible in this series. It was better last night, but it's been terrible. The way that they're entering the zone with the puck has been terrible. All of those things, and it just kind of looks like, oh, it's starting to happen. It's starting, they're starting to look old, and for years, you have to trade off your young stars because you kind of can't afford them. And now you're wishing that Brandon Saad was on this team. You know what I mean?
Like, I mentioned Nick Leddy before, a guy that Quenneville didn't really like, but that kind of skating puck moving defenseman is exactly what they need.
Yeah, well, I disagree with that, but I mean, I know that they need it, but I disagree with it being in the form of number 8 Nick Leddy. I'm really looking forward to. I'm hoping, and just as a fan, a couple weeks on the road, we find out an injury here or there that is really keeping these guys from being at their max potential.
Yeah, but I heard you earlier, Maddie, and they were playing great going into the playoffs. That the thing that we worried about with Jonathan Taves at the beginning of the season, he had a renaissance once we got to late January and February, where it was like, okay, Jonathan Taves is back. The Blackhawks are going to be fine. I don't know if something happened between...
If he tweaked his back or something recently, you just don't know.
Well, if you're dealing with a guy who then has chronic back issues, then it is the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm.
If one of the best two-way players, I think Fells said it last night, he said the Reaper came for Anze Kopitar. And now it looks like he's come for Jonathan Taves too. And again, we're talking about two of the best two-way players in the game. And with Kopitar, it just looked like, oh, he's done. And I don't want to say that about Taves because I've seen him get off the deck before, but it hasn't looked great. It with all of the guys that you depend on with that team, it hasn't looked like the Blackhawks are going to find their way out of it. And I think that that's a scary thing if you're a Blackhawks fan to go, man, this ride has been so great. I kind of didn't really see it ending this quickly.
Do you want it to end, not that you ever want to see your team lose, but do you want it to end in a sweep just so it's done with Thursday?
I personally want to see if they can if they can conduct their way back into this thing. I would like to see that for the drama of a game 7, but what happens is that last night, if you win, you only needed to win one game going into last night to make Nashville nervous.
Right.
Now you got to win two.
And you showed them that 2-0 lead, and
doesn't matter anymore.
They just bah,
right? Yeah.
So this their resilience and just the number of young live wire forwards they have flying all over the offensive zone is
they
really
might have had 7 guys on the ice.
It seemed like it.
There was a moment I want to say it was Arvidsson where Taves came over to check him off the puck, and it looked like Bo Jackson on Tecmo Bowl the way Taves bounced off of him.
He threw him down with one arm.
I was like, wow, that is not something you see, because that's a tough dude, and he's not a small guy, and he just bounced off of him like a Tecmo Bowl player.
The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule presented by Jimmy John's. It's Cubs, Brewers, White Sox, Yankees. Baseball schedule brought to you by Jimmy John's. Get fresh with Jimmy John's. Their homemade bread is freshly baked. Quality meats are freshly sliced. And locally grown veggies are freshly sliced every day. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh. Maddie, thanks for sitting in a pinch today.
Absolutely, no problem.
Jason Goff and I will plan to be with you after Cubs baseball tomorrow. Our guests were Matt Miller and Chris Hine. Thanks for those participating in Who's Your Guy? And we thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
Take that for data.
The producers, Nick Shepkowski.
Comedian Charlie Murphy has passed away at age 57 after battling leukemia. So many great memories.
For me, he was probably my favorite part of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like when he came on that thing, I was like, yep, I'm in again.
Yeah.
Okay. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
16 million Americans battle depression each year. Men and women who enjoyed low-fat dairy versus either regular or no dairy at all had fewer feelings of hopelessness, guilt, fatigue, problems sleeping, or thoughts of death or suicide. The study spanned generations as well, including people from 19 to 83 years old.
83.
I had to get there somewhere. I was just waiting for the resolution. Lawrence Holmes will bring you up to Cubs baseball, and we'll be back after tomorrow's game here on Sports Radio 670. Have a wonderful night.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff Thursday at 2 on The Score.
You're not promised to feel your best every time you go out there, but for me it boils down to just winning the ballgame.
Jake Arrieta, regular Score Cubs insider with Bernstein and Goff.
Swing and a miss. Arrieta strikes out the side.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I had to Heimlich you.
It was shrimp fest. I was tired of peeling.
TV's number one new comedy.
What does that smell?
My candle.
It smells like meatloaf.
Because it's a meatloaf candle.
Proves laughter is the best medicine.
Hey, honey, you want breakfast?
Thinking about going for a run.
Okay.
I thought about it. I'm going to have breakfast.
Kevin James in Kevin Can Wait. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready, go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are gonna get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
I feel giddy.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc.
So what's the plan, Chief?
Well, first, keep calling me.